Aleishu Chelik Beis Tav Zain. At the bottom, Churban Beis Hamikdash Churban HaOilam. The destruction of Beis Hamikdash is the destruction, the corrosion of the world itself. Oilam Necheravu She'ein Bo Af Pina Achas Metuhara Umkudeshes LeHashoas Hashchina. This is the explanation for the first sentence. It is a desolate world in that it does not have even one corner which is sufficiently pure and holy so that the Shekhinah can rest there. That is Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, it means there's no corner in the world sufficiently pure for the presence of the Divine. V'chosav b'shulchan aruch oir ha'chaim siman aleph. Right in the beginning. Ra'ui lechol yirei shamayim. It is appropriate for every Yirei Shamayim to be distressed over the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. The Baal Chidush HaRim in the Sefer HaZechus, page Samech Aleph, makes the following comment. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch writes Yirei Shamayim, Kol sheken mi she'enu Yirei Shamayim la'amitoy. All the more so, a person is not truly Yirei Shamayim, he should be even more distressed. This is the statement of Chazal. Any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's tantamount to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed in that generation. Every individual makes some contribution to this. So this applies to everyone. Why did the Shulchan Aruch write Yirei Shamayim? Rakava Nasoi. The Shulchan Aruch meant that a person should not delude himself when it does not sense at all the lack of Beis HaMikdash. He's not concerned about the matters of Klal Yisrael, he's concerned about himself. It's appropriate for such a person to be concerned and distressed about this. This very point, this is an indication. If a person is not concerned for Klal Yisrael, not concerned for Beis HaMikdash, that's an indication that he himself is on the outside. Ad shirachameu Hashem Yisborach lachnisu l'chlal Yisrael. He should plead that Hashem should allow him to enter into Klal Yisrael. V'yemargish b'chesonam v'semech v'zimchasam. So that the person senses the pain of Klal Yisrael and rejoice in the happiness of Klal Yisrael. The author now paraphrases, Hari mi she'ein bo yir'as shamayim. A person without yir'as shamayim, ein yechol, ein yodea klal al mal yisabel. He doesn't know what to mourn. Ki tov lo bo'ilam k'mo yishu. He is fine in the world as it is. Uma chaselo, nothing is lacking. Kol ta'avois libo yechol emalois. He can satisfy himself, all his whims. Ve'oilam marhiv ayin b'yofyoi. The world is spectacular. Beautiful, gambli beis hamikdash. Hein, rak yirei shamayim be'emes yichol hargish ki olam bli beis hamikdash banui hu chariv. Only yirei shamayim can sense that a world without a beis hamikdash is really desolate. B'sheish brachois an mispalalim b'shmones al ha'geulah achroina. There are six brachois in the Amidah that revolve around the ultimate geulah. Mechayei ha'meisim, because that resuscitation will occur after the final geula. Goyel Yisrael, Mekabeitz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, Hashem gathers the exiles. Boinei Yerushalayim, to rebuild Yerushalayim fully. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, the restoration of the line of David HaMelech. Hamachazeh Shechinasei Letzioin, Hashem restores his presence in Tzion. Lechol HaPachois Sheteh Berachois. At the very least, these two brachos, HaMisiachasos Levinyan Yerushalayim VaMikdash, that refer to the building of Yerushalayim and the base of Mikdash, at least these two, Nispalel Bein HaMetzarim B'Simas LeMerubah. During this period of 3 weeks, we should daven with added concentration. These two, Boinei Yerushalayim VaMachazeh Shechinasei LeTzioin. Bevirkas HaMazoin, miyad achrei ha'ida'a la'otz v'amazoin. So in benching, immediately after thanking Hashem for the land and the sustenance, anu mevakshim rachamim al chamisha devarim. So we seek Hashem's compassion for 5 things. Al ha'kelal Yisrael, regarding Klal Yisrael, al Yerushalayim v'tziyoin, al malchus beis David v'hamikdash. Harei ochalnu lesov'a. We've eaten and we now satiated. Umiyat olenu lisboinen. It is immediately incumbent upon us to reflect. Vezeu akol? Is that it? Sviyas retzeinenu mimilui hakeres ikol chayenu. Is that my entire life? Am I full? I'm satiated. Is this everything that exists? The purpose is far greater than just the bread that I've just eaten. The purpose is Klal Yisrael having the divine presence in its midst. This bracha too requires a lot of attention during the time of Ben HaMitzarim in the 3 weeks. Zehu ha-me'at she'anu yicholim la'asayis. This is the little that we can do in order to stimulate within ourselves the concern that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about regarding the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. One should know further. The mourning that we express over the Churban and the distance that we experience from Hashem during Ben HaMitzarim, he ha'achana ha'rishayna. This period of 3 weeks is the first preparation for coronating Hashem over the world and drawing near to Him during Yemei Ratzon, means Elul and Yemim Anira'im. So the preparation starts now with Bein HaMitzarim. Uveruhu, it's quite clear. Mi she'enu chash ba'asoin, she'enu shechinoid makoim kavua ba'ilam. A person doesn't sense that this is a calamity, that the divine presence has no fixed place in the world in which to rest. Because of this, the creation is distant from the Creator. How is he going to approach Rosh Hashanah? How can he yearn for the fact that the King, the Creator, should be coronated, should be and Nimlach over the world with Malchuyos Zecholos Shoris? These two concepts are related to one another. And thereby, the end of the year is really rooted in the beginning. Hamagal Misgav, the circle is closed. Hanekuda Hamerkazis Bemagal Zehi Malchus Shamayim. The central point of this circle is Malchus Shamayim. Shelaveha Ma'agal, the steps, the rungs in this circle, is Galus Rishana Behabriah. The first revelation in the Bri'ah, which is related to Rosh Hashanah, but it's the first revelation. Ha'emshech b'tzmichas ha'klal Yisrael li'g'ulam nigalu Yisav. As we said, there comes Chanukah in Chodshei HaChorif in the winter months, then comes Purim, which is another Ge'ulah, then comes Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the greatest Ge'ulah, Pesach, ha'izgalus ha'shniyah b'matan Torah. It follows with Shavuois, the second revelation of Hashem. After that peak, after that apotheosis of his galus, it's followed by the calamities of finding ourselves distant from Hashem through the Chet Egel and the Meraglim. So this happens afterwards, after Shavuos. Umitoich Rechuk Kiruv, as Yalkut puts it in Parshas Ekev, Siman Tav Tav Nun Beis, from distance comes closeness. Umitoch afeila oira, from the darkness there emerges light. Beshabbos nechamu maschilis ha-shiva de-nechamasa. Shabbos nechamu, after Tisha B'Av, begin the 7 weeks of consolation. Ha-mekashris es Tisha B'Av in Rosh Hashanah. They already, these seven Shabbosois connect Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. U-matzbi'ois el-akesha apnimi, and they point to this inner connection shebein avilus el achurban v'malchuyos, what we spoke about just now. Really, these 3 weeks are the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So these seven Shabbosos of Nechamasa point to this inner connection between the mourning over the destruction and coronating Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Ha'achana harishona liyamim ra'im. Once again, we said the first preparation for yamim ra'im. It's to reflect and to feel the pain over the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, practically as we said above, in certain brachos in the Amidah and in the benching, to focus on this concept. Adkar.